那么这个问题问我们说describe a person you would like to learn more about and explain why, 是吧？我们所有的跟人相关的、跟学习相关的、跟作业相关的、跟 group study、group discussion 相关的话题，其实都可以去想，可不可以用 Creative Tiger 这样一个口语素材，对不对？所以这道题，尤其这种问你非常非常具体的这个题目啊，你随便具象化一个名字出来就可以。Well, the person that I would like to learn more about is definitely my best friend, Tiger, or 或者说 my teacher, Tiger, 对不对？为什么呢？是因为这个时候其实有两种解决方案。第一种呢，你可以用 Creative Tiger 这样一个口语素材 because he's so creative, he can always help me solve my problems in a much easier, more efficient way. 把后面的这个内容具体的把它展开完事以后，最后加上一句话 ，You know, I always wanted to learn more about him because I just want to be as creative as him.对不对？我希望可以成为他像他一样的人，非常的 creative。当然，这是第一种方案。第二种方案呢，就是，如果说我是说他是一个老师的话，你就可以说我想要更加了解我的老师，是因为我的老师曾经教会了我一个非常非常重要的 lesson， 对吧 ？He used to tell me that work ethic is the most important quality if I want to get my success in my life， 对不对 ？Intelligence shows twice the result with half the effort. He told me that, but it is no guarantee of success.Because the world is actually full of creative failures. The case also applies to highly motivated students. Motivation doesn't necessarily result in follow through. The greatest predictor of being a successful university student, or the greatest predictor if I want to get success in my life, is how many hours I can devote to my goal. The more I practice my skill, the better I'm going to become at what they're trying to accomplish, what I'm trying to accomplish. It is hard work supporting natural talent that guarantees my lifelong success.So I want to learn more about my teacher Tiger because I just want to know how you know he cultivated this kind of lesson or he cultivated this kind of aspect to the world, 对不对？就是他对于这种世界观、价值观的形成，他是怎么形成的？我想知道他经历了什么 ，what he has experienced. 所以，对吧？随便说什么都可以。The person I want to learn more about is my best friend Tiger or my best teacher Tiger. 或者说，再简单一点。The person that I would like to learn more about is definitely my friend Michael because he usually spends all his time, you know, planting trees in a park or in a community on the weekends. 我就想知道他为什么会，对吧？会这个在自己的空余时间里面去植树。然后这个时候呢，他就告诉我了这样的一个事情，对不对？因为他觉得植树对于我们环境非常的重要。首先 ，planting trees protect the environment。They absorb carbon dioxide, conserve water, 这就是开始背诵 Unit 8的一个口语素材。所以我想跟大家说的就是，想跟大家强调的就是，不管这个题目是什么，它只要属于 Unit 叫什么，只要属于 Task 1，它都属于有开放式的话题，你背过的段子基本上都能用，只要你可以找到合适的连接源，对吧？就把它的这个逻辑给它衔接起来，那么接下来就是一马平川的去把背段子背好就可以了。所以这个段子的掌握情况非常非常非常的重要，所以一定要严格去要求自己每一个口语素材它的展开过程中间不能有错，不能有停顿，不能有这个超时的情况，熟练度一定要高，错误一定要少，尽量不要有错，然后呢停顿一定要少，尽量不要有停顿，这样的话呢就是基本上肯定是 good， 好吧 ？OK， 这道题就过了。